T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When attending any type of an event, do you make late arriving people sit in the middle seats, or do you scoot over so they can have the aisle seat? Because I was put in a tough spot at Easter services this weekend, and I want to ask you if I did the right thing. Maybe you've had this happen to you. I'm hoping I'm not the only one that does this or did this. It's coming up next.
I love you bringing this up because I've been in this situation before too.
Okay.
And I don't know what you're supposed to do. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. Good morning.
So my wife and I are pretty much, well, we're not quite creasters, but you know, that creaster, that basically means you attend church at Christmas and Easter, creaster, instead of like once a week like we used to as kids.
Oh,
you ever heard of the creaster term?
No.
All right. Well,
I thought it was something with your pants. It was like a crease in your pants or something.
All right. We're not talking about pants here. We're talking about church right now. All right. Or any event like I've had this happen at when my kids were younger in grade school and they would do their little spring sing. You get there early so you can get a good seat, right? Now, I like sitting on the aisle just in case I need to get up and maybe take a picture or run to the bathroom just to be a little comfortable. Well, so my wife and I decide, all right, we're going to church on Easter, so why don't we get up a little earlier, get there early, we can kind of sit there, reflect. Okay, fine, let's do that. Let's get there early. We get a good seat. So we do. We walk into church. We got a good seat. There's nobody in this one pew area. I'm like, all right, we're going to sit right here on the end. And as, you know, the church time gets closer, more people start filling in. I start seeing people.
The creasters.
They start filling in all the pews. And some people came and actually sat on the end of our pew. So the middle of our pew is empty right now. And then people start filing in the back. And then all of a sudden, here comes somebody 5 minutes before the mass starts. And they're like, oh, excuse us. And they want to come into our pew, our bench area. And I'm thinking, well, I got here first. I want the end seat. I've been here for 15 minutes listening to the warm-ups, the choir and everything. You're going to walk over me and go into the middle. I'm not going to scoot over. And the way the lady kind of stopped and looked at me, she kind of made it look like she was going to sit down right on the end, and I was supposed to slide over to my right. I don't want to do that. I got here early to sit on the aisle seat. I don't want to, in other words, be nice to you in church and slide over and give you the end seat.
The easy way to answer this is WWJD. Right, Producer Dave?
See,
yeah, he'd hold his ground, right? Mm. Jesus held his ground and
What would Jesus do?
No, exactly. I know what Elizabeth's going for here.
I actually keep my seat. I don't
Good.
Move.
Okay, so I did that,
but
then
that's partly because my husband's a giant.
Yeah.
He's 6'3". Him sitting in middle seats, he has no leg room whatsoever. It makes him uncomfortable. So I'm just used to the fact that we need to be on the end. When we go to concerts or sporting events and we
because
can pick tickets or need to be on the end. Because he just feels like and he also feels like he blocks people's view if he's like right in the middle. He likes to be on the side.
So I kind of made this couple.
It's that woman's fault. She was late.
They were a little older than us, but I kind of
made them. Jesus would say that.
I made them crawl over me. Jesus would say, you were late, you sit in the middle. That's what you do. But then
unless this is a situation of, you're talking regular people. We're not talking someone that's,
yeah, but
we're not talking anyone that's handicapped or anything like that. We're talking just regular people that are showing up late.
But I felt like, okay, I got all these people looking at me like, are you going to move, dude? We're about to start the services, and this lady just wants to
show up on time?
And so I'm like, let me stand up and let you go through. And then there's that uncomfortable little time where they got to walk past you. And I wanted to know if, you know, I did the right thing by making them move to the middle. Now, Elizabeth, you say no. You say you would hold your ground, too.
Yeah, you hold your ground.
All right, well, that's
you don't move to the middle. They go to the middle.
So
their fault.
I felt guilty. I felt like all these eyes were on me. Not just Jesus' eyes. All these eyes were on me.
It's that Catholic guilt.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
But I guess I don't know what the etiquette is.
I don't either.
Is there an actual answer to that? Is there a right or wrong?
That's what we're looking for. 414-799-1099.
Basically, who has the right-of-way?
Who's got the
who has the right-of-way when it comes to an aisle? The people that get there first on the end or the people that show up late, do they get the end?
Do you scoot over or do you make them go into the middle? We want to know. Give us a call here on The Mix.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.